going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I hate? I hate when fast food restaurants go under.
When is Del Taco going to open back up?
I'm not sure it's going to. I don't know.
I love that Del Taco.
Now it's Jack in the Box.
What?
200 locations.
No!
Fast food chain Jack in the Box has announced it will be closing roughly 10% of its locations, as well as exploring a sale of its Del Taco brand. The chain said it will be shuttering.
They own Del Taco.
Whoa!
No!
So they may never open ever again.
What? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't until I heard that.
Well, as exploring a sale of its Del Taco brand. The chain said it will be shuttering between 150 and 200.
It says the sale of the brand.
Yeah.
So they might sell it to some other, you know, food group.
You think they'll stay the same?
I don't know.
Sale of its Del Taco brand. The chain said it will be shuttering between 150 and 200 of its underperforming restaurants, with up to 120 of those closures taking effect by the end of 2025. The chain currently has about 2,200 restaurants in the U.S.
Let me say this, Jack in the Box. That mascot you have, that's a creepy sucker, okay? That thing hasn't helped you at all.
He's a Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box is creepy. That looks like something from a Halloween movie. That is the ugliest mascot I've ever seen in my life.
He's a jack-in-the-box.
It's awful. It's awful. They got to come up with something else besides a jack-in-the-box for jack-in-the-box. What are you thinking?
I mean, he's a jack-in-the-box.
Okay, well, change the name of the restaurant. Put to something
what?
Else in a box.
Bear in a box?
I don't know, but that guy is creepy looking.
He's got a smile on his face. There's nothing wrong with him.
He's just creepy
his
looking.
His name is
he's
Jack.
He's creepy looking. Jack. I get it. I'm just saying it just doesn't matter. Jack in the Box is one of those restaurants I never go to. I mean, there's a handful.
Yeah.
Like, I never go to Carl's Jr. I don't know why. I just don't. I got nothing against it. I'd never go to, what's the other side of Carl's Jr. is the
Hardee's.
Yep.
I go to Hardee's when I go back east because we don't have them here. But I never go to Carl's Jr. I never go to Jack in the Box.
But you must say that Jack in the Box is iconic. I mean, that guy is iconic.
I used to go.
You can recognize exactly who that's for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know who it's for. Yeah. I think he's creepy looking, though. Okay. Yeah, I do. But
he
I used to go.
You? Did he scare you?
No, he doesn't scare me. He just
it's
doesn't.
Okay. Scooby-Doo scares me.
He doesn't want me. He doesn't make me hungry to eat a hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just not inviting. But I never thought Ronald McDonald was that great either. But listen, when I was in Arizona, I went to Jack in the Box all the time.
Well, they were on every corner.
Every corner.
Yeah.
Weren't they, Jamie?
Yeah.
And it was like it was McDonald's for Arizona. It really was. But since I've come here, and they're here in town, I've never gone to one.
Yeah, there's one out by Michelle, you know my friend Michelle.
Yeah.
But I always see it and think, I should go there sometime, but I don't go.
Yeah, there's one in Parker, but it's so far from my house. I'm like, I'm not going to.
I don't even know what I mean, it's just burgers and fries, right?
Yeah, they sell breakfast. It's kind of like McDonald's. They have a good sourdough burger.
Somebody said they have tacos.
Oh.
So maybe they're using the Del Taco stuff.
Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. I never go. I don't either. They're closing 200 locations across the country. That is eye-opening, though, because I didn't hear this audio. I didn't know they owned Del Taco.
Yeah, I didn't either. It seems like everything is closing. What's going on?
I know.
I mean, like all, even like the family sit-down restaurants. All those places are closing, too.
I think so many of these companies just built out and kept building and building and building.
But they've been around for 800 years.
Yeah.
Something else is going on.
I don't know.
You think people are getting healthy? Maybe that's it?
I think the younger generation is definitely more health conscious than a lot of people.
My kid is only 18, right? And he does not eat any junk food.
He's a perfect example of it. Yeah.
Like at all. I mean, if he goes for fast food, that what he'll get is like a sandwich, you know, from like, what's that place you always go for your kid?
Jimmy John's. Yeah, I go to Jimmy John's.
Yeah, he'll do that. But he won't eat like fries.
Yeah.
He won't eat sugar.
There's even a lot of people in the younger generation like your kid, they're just not drinking at all.
Yeah, they're not drinking.
They don't even have any interest in drinking at all.
Well, in my neighborhood, we're keeping obesity cool because we're not healthy at all. No. Yeah, we have a bunch of fat people in my neighborhood, and we love it.
Yeah.
We love it. We don't change.
No.
Yeah. None of this fad crap.
But it's not a fad. Like, they really care about their health.
Yeah.
We're fat, not fad.
But it's...
Fat,
I mean,
not
they,
fad.
They oh, my God. Never mind.
We love it.
I got it.
Yeah,
got
the
it.
Jack in the Box, though. I don't even know where the closest one to me is. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Might want to Google that.
All right.
Go
well,
check it out.
That silly Jack in that box, it looks like they're going to shut down 200 locations.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.